Hey, hello everyone, and welcome to Planetary Light Meditation 12. In the month of September. Yes, it is September. Okay, I hope you enjoy the waterfall in the background. It's from South Carolina. Kind of interesting waterfall. Maybe put out some fires today, huh? In more ways than one. I will review for you today's presentation. It is in the chat. And again, thank you for attending on your Sunday morning or afternoon. We like doing these Sunday calls. So, in this continuing series, Planetary Light Meditation 12, and we're going to use the power of 12 today, your favorite, one of your favorite numbers. We're going to focus on assisting in the clearing of the planetary intensity and heaviness that is upon humanity. So much drama news is saturating the airwaves and affecting young and old alike, and is triggering the fear, doubt, anxiety, panic, worry, and depression response in the general collective and those that are not yet awake enough to see the truth of things and the ascension process of Gaia. I know that's hard for you guys to see that with others that you know and love and care about, being not quite awake and buying into the narrative. All right, we'll be aligning with the power of 12. As we call in the 12 tribes of the hierarchy and the 12 tribes of inner earth, 12 representing the rays of the new earth and the ascension. This transmission will be a potent catalyzing event for you and humanity and the whole planet. Its effect will go deep into the womb of the earth mother. The rays powered by the central sun has the inherent capacity to change the sequencing and reorganization of your DNA, your RNA strands, as we have the opportunity to move out of the astral veil and into the clear light of cosmic mind. All right, so let's get moving here, folks. So make yourself comfortable. And today, let's together intend that you're going to have the deepest and most powerful and healing activation up to date. So, let's take a deep breath on that. And today, let's create the intention that you're going to up to a level that you have never opened up before in receiving the cosmic rays. And all that you're ready for to receive, knowing that this particular planetary light meditation will affect the rest of your year and even into next year. So those of you that are new, we're going to do a relaxation protocol so that you can manifest the highest and deepest degree of personal healing and awakening possible. So we're going to breathe in through the nose, and you can either exhale through the nose or exhale through the mouth, and touch your thumb and index fingers together, palms facing upwards on your lap, shoes off. You may touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth. This will help your microcosmic orbit to be more fully empowered. So as we begin to bring our focus to the breath, let's drop down into the heart center. Let go of the day. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of all chaos and fear upon the planet. Disengaging from tribal consciousness, your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, and completely disengage and buffer yourself from the collective astral plane and the underworld. Going to ask for divine protection and safety for all of you for this activation. You may begin to bring in this beautiful liquid platinum light and put it around you. Put it around your field, put it around your body, put it around your home. We're going to call in the four pillars of light from the archangels for your home. This will help establish a sacred and safe energy space for you today. Keep those pillars of light going at all times. Very important. All right, we're going to call in the Council of 14. And we're going to ask your higher level council to be present, as well as your soul group. Call forth your guardian angel to stand behind you and your inner child to be with you. And let's collect your fragments from wherever they are, scattered out there in the universe. Begin to bring it back to here, to now, to I am. Feel as if you are collecting your scattered energies and bring it back to this now moment. I am here, I am now, and I am. I'm focused through the heart center. Again, letting go of all distractions, all noises in the brain. Allowing the body to begin to feel this activation deep within the cells. Okay, make sure your chakra system is open and flowing, especially the crown, the third eye. We're going to call in the helpers, the team. Coming into this now moment, I am here. I am now, I am. Feel the presence of the great central sun and the sacred heart of Earth 2. Ask your I am presence to stand by. Again, we're collecting all of our fragments, our scattered energies out there. And bringing it back to here. Deep breath. Letting go of the past. Letting go of the future. Staying in this now moment. We're going to call in the team that is specific for this planetary activation, but also specifically Metatron, Sanat Kamara, Babaji, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, and Mother Mary. the presence of the Buddha and Kuan Yin. And your power animal. Ask your power animal to step forward. We're going to ask your soul group, your ancestors, and your family members to receive according to their belief and trust. We're going to call forth the Archangel Ariel for your pets. Feel embraced by a beautiful ring of light. Begin to move awareness through this beautiful golden arc of light. Into the higher dimensional realms. Now do a quick body scan to make sure all systems are operating and functioning at a high level. Hold the state of openness and receptivity. All right, let's go to the base chakra. Stay focused in the oneness and bring your awareness to your physical etheric body's base chakra as well as the feet chakra. Begin to let go. Begin to clear all energies that are not yours. Especially all levels of disturbance, all levels of resistance. Everybody else's fear and concern. And as you do this, breathe in your light from your I am and reestablish your anchoring and grounding with the earth. Being upon the earth, but not of it. Whatever memories come forth, just simply embrace and let go. Let go of any cords, bindings, and attachments to the base chakra and the feet, which includes also the knee chakras. Continue to allow your physical body to breathe, taking in the light of transformation. And on the exhale, simply letting go. Let's call in the A-team, the extraction team. For any resistant energies. Breathing in that golden light of the Christ into the base, into the feet, into the knees, into the ankles, even into the hip areas. Letting go of the stress unconsciously from the base chakra and the feet chakras. breathing in your light into the base of your spine, allowing your original 8 cells to recalibrate to their original matrix at your sacrum. Whatever you wish to receive, breathe it in. Let go of the entanglements. Especially family entanglements. You can let this go through a counterclockwise spin in your chakras. Take a deep breath and move awareness to the sacral chakra. Again, letting go of everybody else's energy, releasing correction, clearing any and all cords, bindings, and attachments. Letting go of the pain of others. Letting go of the collective fear that you have taken on from humanity. Letting go of the belief and concept that you have to take on the collective in order to help it ascend. Deep breath. Solar plexus. Begin to breathe in your power, to activate your power to another level here. And again, releasing all energies that are not yours. The pain of humanity, the suffering, the grief, the anger, the hostility, the unconsciousness. All the fake news. Clear all bindings, attachments, and cords. And check the back sides of your chakras. Stay in the oneness. Now, reground with the earth. The sacred heart of Earth 2. Feeling the power of 12 now, beginning to initiate. The 12 rays, the 12 tribes. Acknowledge your relationship with any one of the 12 tribes. And ask for which ray, ray 1 through 12, that you primarily are aligned with in your ascension process. Breathe in the power of peace. Take it deep into the solar plexus, into the cells of your solar plexus. Letting go of confusion, uncertainty. Internal conflicts. Receive the wisdom as you let go of this old energy. Let's move awareness into the heart. Activating one by one the 12 sacred chambers within the heart that also encompass the sacred 7 chambers within the heart. Activating archetypally the breastplate that contains the 12 gemstones and jewels. Rekindling your memory of these ancient symbols. Reclaiming your rods of power. Again, letting go of all energies that are not yours. You can ask for your inner child to step into his and her power and to be free. Activating deep within the heart the power of the Emerald Tablets. that is part of your DNA makeup. Breathing deeply into the heart chakra. Opening up the upper back and your whole backside. Allowing the clearing of all unconsciousness and resistance in your backside. Breathing in the power of the central sun. Allowing the spine to self-correct naturally. Continue to let go through the counterclockwise spin in your chakras. Letting go of the struggle within your heart. The internal struggle between your awareness and Prime Creator. And even with the Sacred Heart of Earth too. Letting go of the struggle within the mind with your inner child. With your archetypal parents, your archetypal spouse, your archetypal kids. Whatever comes up, simply embrace. Moving up to the throat, begin to release all constrictions within the throat that have affected your thyroid functioning. Release all energies that are not yours. Correction, clearing all energies that are not yours. Clearing all bindings, attachments, and cords to the throat chakra. That would include the base of the skull. We're going to ask the A-team, the extraction team, to assist with any removal of implants. In the throat chakra. Allowing your thyroid to move back to its original divine functioning. Metabolism, weight, sleep. Bring in your power, take command of your throat. as you release all correction, as you clear all unconscious programming that have affected the functioning of your throat chakra, your self-expression, your ability to channel the word. I'm going to ask the team to help with clearing all unconscious barriers to your telepathic abilities, your clairaudience, and the power of your voice. Now bring awareness to the hand chakras. Make sure they're completely open. And allow a clearing of all energies again that are stuck in the hand chakras. Letting go of any remaining traumas held in the hands and the fingers and the joints and the wrists, to also include your elbows and shoulder chakras. Take control of your arms and your hands. Let go of any entanglements with family that have prevented your full self-expression through your hands. Including any energies that have blocked your creativity. Take a deep breath now into the third eye, pineal gland, pituitary thalamus, hypothalamus. Allow an infusion and activation from the central sun with your third eye. Bring awareness to the very back of your skull. And as if you are looking at your pineal gland from the rear, create the intention and the visualization and the feeling that your pineal gland, symbolic pine cone, that your pine cone is sitting upright. Reposition your pineal gland to sit upright. And allow Prime Creator to adjust and activate your pineal. Allow a deep cleansing of all of your little tiny crystals within your pineal. Choosing your inner child to awaken. to come out of its slumber, to awaken to the power within the pineal. Feel your pineal being infused with the solar vibrations of the central sun. And allow that activation to recalibrate all the functions of your body. Metabolism, nervous system, immune system, endocrine glands, your spinal column. Your cerebral cranial fluid. Now, we're going to ask specialty masters to come forward to assist in the clearing, opening, and activation of your medulla, your doorway to God. Allow a natural resetting of your C1, C2 vertebrae. Release from the solar plexus. Correction. Clear the solar plexus. Let go of all uncertainty. Now, bring awareness to the very center of your brain, into the region of the thalamus, crystal palace. Breathe deeply, take the light into the solar plexus, and then into the crystal palace. Allow the flow. Allow an activation of your endorphins, your DMT, your serotonin, your melatonin. Bring forth a cleansing ray, one of the 12, to your limbic system in your brain and to the amygdala, which is connected with your limbic system. Now, from the center of the brain, imagine and feel the 12 rays of light intertwined and beginning to move from the very center of your brain, gently down to the fourth ventricle, down through the brainstem, down your spine, all the way down to your original eight cells. If you feel any tension, simply breathe. Allowing the vibrations of your body to rise. To its highest level today, the raising of the consciousness of the body, organs, systems, the glands, brain function, heart function, immune system, allow the light to go into the gums and the teeth, into the eyes and into the ears, allowing the brain to self-adjust. Serapis Bey, Ascended Master Serapis Bey, is here to assist with your DNA, in regards to your ascension process, Serapis Bey. Take a slow deep breath. We're going to now focus on the planet and humanity. We're going to call in the grid masters, the angels, and again, the 12 rays of light, the 12 tribes. We're going to ask collectively from the Lord God of our being for divine intervention for planet Earth, Invoke your power now to be a clear and perfect channel for the light to the Earth's grid system. And ask for suggestions on where to channel the energy. This could be for world situations, people, specific locations. For parts of the earth that need rejuvenation, that need clearing. Sacred sites, sacred mountains, channeling the power of truth. The truth ray. This also includes the atmosphere of the Earth, Earth's auric field. Channeling truth to be infused within the soil of the earth, within the hearts and minds of all of humanity, and all of the animals and creatures upon the planet. And the ray of freedom to all those that are ready to be free. Free of the old matrix. And to channel to all those that are asking for help. See them surrounded by a pink and golden bubble of light. Now give to yourself, fill up yourself with the light, with the 12 rays. Golden etchings of light within your soul body. Golden etchings of light Okay, you can finish up now. Allow this planetary activation to continue until complete. Allow it to work in your life for the rest of this year and even into next year. Remembering to drink water. Coming back now to your room, your body. Feel the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, base of your spine, the space above your head, your whole spinal column, and your chest. Just simply be. Envision with feeling now how you want to be in the world. How you want to interact with the new world. Feel how you want to feel each and every day. Feel how you would like your body to sleep at night. Feel how you would like to meditate and to give and receive healing work. How you wish to relate to all parts of you. Give yourself permission to be and express that felt sense. Knowing that you can overcome all obstacles. All challenges. All distractions. Okay, we're coming in for a landing. When you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Feeling the power of now. And feel how God created you in this now moment. And so it is.